Welcome to SEO Link Building with Julian Goldie, a podcast about getting your website to rank higher on Google so you can get more traffic, leads, and sales, all from SEO Link Building. Now, here's your host, Julian Goldie.
What's up, guys? Julian Goldie here, and welcome to today's video. Today, we're going to take a good look at how to get backlinks for your website. And to begin with, we'll cover a few of the best link building methods that will teach you how to get some backlinks from really high authority sites. And some of these methods you might already be familiar with, but others, such as method number 3, might be completely new to you. By the way, these link building methods don't cost any money. They're completely free. So if you're interested in how to get backlinks for free, you should definitely check out these strategies today. I've personally had a lot of success with these methods, and in some of the examples, I'll go over actual case study results that highlight what I've been able to achieve for my clients and for my own websites too. So that includes actual link placements and even traffic improvements that occurred as a result of landing these links. So let's just jump straight in. So method number 1 is Haro backlinks, right? So the first method we're going to focus on here is called Haro link building. Haro stands for Help a Reporter Out, and this is the name of a website the journalists use to find sources for their articles. Now, if you sign up for this website, you'll receive source requests from journalists. And if you respond to these requests, the journalists might then use you as a source and subsequently link to your website in that article. Using this link building method, I've managed to secure links on websites such as Forbes.com. In fact, Haro link building was one of the things that allowed us to take this specific client from zero to around 145,000 visitors per month in just 6 months. If you'd like to learn more about how we did this, check out this case study on my site. And here's another link I managed to secure for myself using this method on a website called cloudways.com. Now, this is a really high authority site, and if I type their domain into Ahrefs Authority Checker, you can see that they have a DR of 89. So getting a backlink from this site is definitely a good thing. Success with Haro generally comes down to being a really good source for the journalist. For instance, when a journalist posts a source request on Haro, they will often ask a very specific question. When you see a source request that is relevant to you, you need to make sure you answer the question thoroughly and before the deadline. So you need to address every query within the actual question, and you might even want to add some additional context. You also need to make sure you meet the requirements of the journalist, as the journalist might not use you as a source if you don't. If you'd like to learn more about how you can get results with this link building method, check out my video, How to Get DR89 Backlinks with Haro in 2022. In it, I go into more detail on how you can get results with Haro link building. Anyhow, if you're going to try this method out, you might also want to experiment with other platforms like SourceBottle. This is just another website that journalists can use to find sources. And so if you sign up for both Haro and SourceBottle, you will have access to more source requests. If you know about any other websites that can help with this kind of thing, let me know in the comment section below. I'd love to hear about it. Method number 2 is to create skyscraper content. The second method we're going to look at is known as a skyscraper content method. I've had a ton of success with this link building strategy. This link building method is basically made up of the following 5 steps, okay? So number 1 is you pick a keyword you are interested in targeting. Secondly, you study the top ranking content for this keyword. Third up, you find out who is linking to the content. And fourth, you create something better than these existing forms of content. And finally, you approach the people linking to your competitors and ask them to link to your content too. If you need a simpler way of thinking about this, just consider that all you're really doing here is reverse engineering your competitors' backlinks. Now, this method might sound like a lot of work, but in many ways, it's this high amount of work that makes this link building strategy so effective. After all, a lot of other people aren't willing to go through all this effort. So this method isn't really saturated or overdone. And note that aside from the quality of your content, a lot of your success with this link building strategy comes down to how you go about cold emailing website owners. If you have a long, drawn out email, website owners might not respond. To get around this issue, I use the template shown here. Now, this template is nice and short, and so if you just use this template, you should be able to get some great results with this method. Now, of course, if you don't like this template, or you think you have a better one, let me know in the comment section below. I'd love to exchange notes with you. Anyhow, it's important to remember that some website owners might not respond the first time around. A lot of the time, this isn't down to anything personal, as they might have just missed your email. Because of this, you need to make sure you follow up around 2 to 3 times with every single website you contact. Another thing that's worth noting here is that you might be able to combine one of the main driving concepts behind the skyscraper method, which is essentially creating the best content on a given topic, with some of the other techniques we're going to cover later on. For instance, you can use the mentality behind the skyscraper content to get some great results with method number 3 and method number 4 I'm about to show you. Method number 3 is resource page backlinks. All over the internet, there are high authority sites that have web pages known as resource pages. These pages are essentially just a collection of important links that are relevant to the niche in question. For instance, here's a resource page dedicated to horses. And here's another one dedicated to people in the marine industry. The idea with resource page link building is that you create a resource that is worthy of securing a link on one of these pages. Of course, if you want to secure a link on a resource page, you first have to find one. Fortunately, finding resource pages isn't that hard, as you can just type your keyword into Google alongside the word resources or helpful links. Now, there are a couple of things you can do here to increase your odds of landing a link with this method. For instance, one thing you might want to do is look for broken links. Broken links are essentially old links that don't actually go to a website or web page that is still live. Even if the link does go to a live website, the link might go to the wrong page, or the page might have been taken down now. If you find a link like this on a resource page, it's a big opportunity for you. That's because you can just create a resource based on the broken link and then contact the website owner and let them know about the broken link whilst also letting them know about your resource that they could link to instead. In many cases, the website owner will be happy to use your resource just so they can quickly fix the broken link issue on their site. Now, you might also want to study the backlink profile of your competitors. If they have any resource page links, you should identify the websites that are actually providing them with these links. The fact that these sites are publishing resource page links for your competitors means that they will likely publish a resource page link for you as long as you provide them with a good enough resource. And method number 4 is guest blogging. Now, guest blogging is another method you can use to get backlinks. The idea with guest blogging is that you simply approach websites in your niche and you ask them if you can write for them. A lot of the time, you will need to pitch them a few different guest blog ideas, and they will then just pick one of the ideas and ask you to write that post. If the post is approved, you will then most likely end up with a link in the author's bio section. If you want to find guest posting opportunities, you can use Google to help you. All you need to do is type in a keyword related to your niche alongside the phrase, write for us. Of course, write for us is just one of the phrases you could use alongside your keyword. And if you want to be really thorough, you might want to try other phrases as well, such as guest post, contributing writer, submit a post, contribute to our site. And if you have any keyword strings that help you find guest posts, please let us know in the comment section below. Now, once you start finding guest posting opportunities, you might want to stick them in a spreadsheet. Then once you have this list, you can systematically work through all the opportunities and track your progress with each site. Keep in mind that most of the websites that offer guest posting opportunities tend to get lots of guest post requests. Because of this, you really need to make sure you stand out when submitting a pitch. One way you can do this is by simply providing them with an excellent guest post idea. If you don't know what to write about, think about what might be a hot topic in your industry at that moment in time. If the website in question hasn't covered this topic, they might be happy to have someone else write content on this topic for them. However, you might also want to provide them with a rough outline that covers what you will talk about in your guest post. And if you do that, the person on the other end will have a rough sense of how your guest post will turn out. And so if your outline is good, they will likely have confidence in you and your writing skills. So hopefully you should now have a decent sense of how you can get some backlinks to your site. The methods we touched upon here are really just a handful of the ones that can work, but there are many more methods to choose from. If you'd like to learn about some of these other methods, check out this other video I have on link building methods. It's called 8 Powerful SEO Link Building Strategies for 2022. Either way, remember, you can use these methods on your own, or you can hire someone else to help you with this kind of thing. If you like the idea of hiring someone for this, consider reaching out to us at juliangoldie.com. We've produced a ton of results for our clients using the actual methods mentioned in this video, and there's a good chance we can help you too. And if you have any thoughts or suggestions or questions when it comes to getting backlinks, let me know in the comment section below. Be grateful to hear from you. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to this episode of SEO Link Building with Julian Goldie. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any future episodes. If you'd like to boost your SEO rankings, drive more traffic, and land more customers with link building, book a call with Julian today at juliangoldie.com.